This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For 28 years, Marsha Beauchamp has worked happily as a hairstylist. The Nevada woman is a conscientious professional, one who reads up on the business and keeps abreast of industry news and trends. But even that didn't prepare Marsha for what happened to her.
2.5 years ago, I noticed a purple patch on my right hand, a purple patch in the skin that was raised. I thought it was a reaction to shampooing when it's cold. And so I started keeping it bandaged and keeping creams on it for 2 or 3 months, and it didn't change.
But something else did.
I broke out with eczema all over my arms and torso and even on my face. And it was the first time I'd ever had eczema in my life. So I had these two things going on at once, this funny purple patch on my hand and then eczema all over. So we biopsied the purple patch and it came back that it was an autoimmune disease called lichen planus.
At which point, Marsha went online to educate herself.
I found a website where a particular homeopathic doctor was talking about some of the potential causes of lichen planus. And one of the things he had in a list was a chemical called p-phenylenediamine, and I didn't know what it was, so I copied it and pasted it into the search engine again, along with eczema. And I got a long list of peer-reviewed articles from scientific journals about tests that had been done on p-phenylenediamine in hairdressers.
PPD is a color fixative, a common ingredient in dyes, including hair coloring products. It's not considered toxic, but prolonged or repeated exposure can trigger some pretty severe allergic reactions.
They don't know very much yet, unfortunately, about how PPD works as an allergen because it's quite different than food or some other allergens. But apparently there is a cumulative effect because there have been studies done on hairdressers in Europe over long periods of time, and people who've been in the business longer tend to show up with these symptoms.
Most of the research into PPD and the allergic reactions to it has been done in Europe. It hasn't drawn much attention here in the U.S. since the 1970s.
They linked some cancers to hair dyes in the 70s, and it was this chemical, so they reformulated it, but they didn't take it out. I think there are some chemists and toxicologists now who feel that the newer version of it really is not that big an improvement.
But Beauchamp says that doesn't mean there's a better alternative being rushed onto the market now.
The manufacturers in the industry are very slow to make any changes. I'm sure part of it is that they just don't have an alternative, a chemical alternative yet. But we need to get on it because enough people don't know what they're exposing themselves to and they don't know how to protect themselves.
For Marsha, some time away from the dyes allowed her reaction to abate, and she now specializes as an all-natural colorist in an eco-salon. She has also created a website devoted to the subject with resources for consumers and other professionals at colorconcerns.com. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.